Listeners, did you know that an estimated 5 billion plastic hand soap and cleaning bottles are thrown away each year? And if that's not bad enough, most cleaning formulas are 90% water, which is heavy to ship, leading to excessive carbon emissions. Plus, those products are often filled with nasty ingredients like chlorine and ammonia. That's a lose-lose situation for you and the planet. Nobody's trying to have that. Enter Blue Land. Blue Land is on a mission to eliminate single-use plastic by reinventing cleaning essentials to be better for you and the planet with the same powerful clean you're used to. The idea is simple. They offer refillable cleaning products with a beautiful cohesive design that looks great on your counter. Fill your reusable bottles with water, drop in the tablets, and wait for them to dissolve. Genius! You'll never have to grab bulky cleaning supplies on your grocery run again. Refills start at just $2.25. Blue Land is trusted in over 1 million homes, including mine, y'all. When I received my first shipment of Blue Land, I was blown away by how this simple concept just makes so much sense. It's so easy. You just drop the tablet into the stylish functional bottles and get your clean on. I love the subscription option because I am not trying to get one more bulky item in my cart. Blue Land products really get the job done and leave my home smelling so fresh and clean. Blue Land has a special offer for our listeners. Right now, get 15% off your first order by going to blueland.com/clink. You won't want to miss this, guys. blueland.com/clink for 15% off.
Hi, and welcome to Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
Welcome. I am Tabitha. Give me Dateline, white wine, and I'll pick up your kids in the carpool line.
The next day, right?
Yeah, the next day.
Okay. And I am Gretchen. I like white wine, true crime, and in bed by 9 because I have a lot of stuff to do in the morning.
We are housewives of true crime.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are.
Welcome,
Housewives of True Crime.
Yeah.
What is the haps?
What is the haps? I'm happening, Tab. Oh, I don't know if you know this, but I am effing happening. I had a party. It was one of my top parties.
And I wasn't there.
I know.
That's balls to the walls.
I know. It is balls to the walls. But let me tell you why it was so good, because I set it up like very kid friendly. You know, I want people to like me. I had like, it was for St. Patrick's Day. I had little leprechaun footprints all over the house,
which
I did this thing where kids followed the leprechaun footprints upstairs to find the end of the rainbow.
Yes.
And then it was brought to my attention by multiple people that that's kind of creepy because they don't know me. I'm like sending their kid upstairs by themselves.
You're like, if there was a man dressed in a leprechaun suit,
that would be really creepy. Agreed.
The fact that it just was a pot of candy, you're probably okay.
I had to force a couple moms to go up there just like, so we're all clear. Nothing weird's happening up here, right? Just a bunch of balloons and chocolate gold coins. But these parents, they came to rage. They showed up with Irish car bombs.
Oh my gosh, so fun.
I got to give it to them because I don't know if I would have the balls to, you know, roll in double fisted, triple fisted to somebody's house I didn't know for a kid's party, but I appreciated it.
Listen, I appreciate it also.
It was a good time.
I am a fan, or I was a fan back in my early 20s of Irish car bombs. I don't remember the last time I had one. But
I can't believe we used to slam that shit, Tab. I could not. I had to sip it. And, you know, it starts turning a little funky because the Guinness and the Baileys.
That's why you have to. We used to slam those
all the time
in like 30 seconds or less. Probably like 10 seconds. We're like, And we were still skinny. Mm-hmm. Now I'm on to the like Michelob Ultra Zero Carb beer if I ever have any beer.
Yeah, I recommend the Ashlands. That's the thing to drink around here.
Oh, is it zero carbs?
It's zero carbs, 100 calories. They come in cuter cans than White Claws.
Oh,
they come in fun flavors like Rainbow Sherbet.
I'll try
Costco now.
I will
it's
try
like the bougie White Claw, I think.
Got it. It's probably more expensive.
It is. That's why I bought it to impress people.
Yeah. Okay. You're like, that was one and done. Now that you're going to come over again, you're not getting that. You're getting
back to the Trulies.
Actually, you got the store brand this time. Well, there is some big news. Well, it's getting to be big news. Did you see that? Let's go back to the murder. Stephen Smith has now been considered homicide.
I know. And don't quit. I can't wait.
And they're kind of hinting that they know who did it. Wouldn't you know?
Yes. Well, I read a portion of the letter that his mother sent to, I believe her name is Sandy, that she sent to the FBI in 2016. So this is a long effing time coming.
And what did it say? I didn't read it.
She says that, you know, she believes that he did it. She alludes being Buster had something to do with it. She alludes to the fact that her son had told her he was having a relationship
with him
of a romantic nature. No, he didn't say who. He said with somebody high profile in town. It's not a big town, not that many high profile people. So, I mean, you could kind of come to your own conclusions, but that is also seconded by, you know, his classmates and stuff had said like that was like kind of the rumor. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's great. It's not like she's just jumping on the Murdoch train. It's like she's been going after this before they were getting all this attention for everything else, before the boat accident or whatever. She's been seeking out justice for her son. And so, God, I hope she gets it.
Man, I hope she gets it too. And I hope that they had saved that cell phone and all of the data and all that stuff, because that is what I think it's going to come down to, is what can we find out from just his social being, you know?
Right.
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 So, holy moly, we will keep you up to date on that. And if you didn't check our Patreon or our bonus episode last week, we did do a military crime. So if you haven't joined yet, please do so. I promise you, we will give you crimes every single month. We give you one and then we talk every Thursday. So if you want more of Housewives of True Crime, go there and we give it to you.
Giving it to you hard. And listen, I also wanted to tell you.
Yes.
You know, I have this not sleeping issue that kind of rules my world. I did something yesterday. I exercised.
Did it help?
I can't believe I slept all night.
Oh my gosh.
I woke up, I looked at the alarm and was like, it is 5 a.m.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I cannot even believe. I think maybe it was the exercise.
Well, that's what they say. It's helpful. Oh my gosh, my dog just jumped on me.
I might keep doing it.
You should keep doing it. I think it's definitely worth the effort, they say. Yeah. You know, it's more than just losing weight. It's also cardiovascularly healthy. I'm doing that blood glucose monitoring for the next 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
If you see my arm, I've got that patch. And my daughter is like embarrassed of me. She's like, you look like you have diabetes. It's like, well, I'm doing it so I don't get that.
And what if she does, Kyla?
Well, that's right.
Don't
that's
judge.
That's what I'm saying.
Don't judge.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, girl. But this is like a lifesaver for some people.
Isn't it funny, though, how we always are like perpetually like searching out. You know, like you're always like, I have all these problems. I have to find new supplements. There has to be like a magic thing. Maybe we're just getting old. Maybe that's why we feel like shit.
That's 100% it. Actually.
But we are not going to not waste a bunch of dollars to find out if there is something that will just keep us from feeling old.
Let me tell you, I also went to Barefoot Shoes, which, by the way, I know you don't always wear shoes. I think you mostly wear flip-flops, which I think your feet are already barefooted appropriate. They actually look like what barefoot people that always walk barefoot. Do you have feet issues at all? Do they hurt ever?
I don't have, no, I mean, my feet are good.
Yeah, see, mine are not. So I went to barefoot shoes.
Yeah, because you're old.
I know. That's what I'm saying. All right. Anyways, let's get to a case. Are we talking about an old person?
Yes, there is an old person. Huh. Oh, but I did do something old in regards to my feet. I just bought 4 pairs of the same flip-flop. I feel like that's what old people do, you know? Because it's comfortable. I need comfort. So I'm like, I'm just going to get 4 pairs, you know, while they're on sale, and I'm afraid they're not going to keep stocking them.
Oh, yeah, that's smart. I think old people buy Dr. Scholl's 4 pairs of those, not like flip-flops.
These are.
So I think you're still in the young zone for that.
These are real cute. They're like retro-y.
Oh, yeah, they are cute. Those are not barefoot, though. They have a lift on them.
Like a platform. Platform. So it's good for my feet.
Not in the barefoot world, but okay.
Okay.
Just saying, I've done a lot of research.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, let's get to it. Okay, Tab, today's case is a listener suggestion from Angie Pankhurst. Thanks, Angie. So let's get started. This one takes place in North San Diego County around the Solana Beach and Encinitas areas. Are you familiar?
I am.
Yeah. Okay. Both really fun, cool little beach communities. Not very far from me.
They are very close to you. I think we've probably hung out together at least once.
At least once, maybe.
Yeah. But I've been there.
Yeah.
Because it's a surfing community, right?
It's a surfing. There's this really fun place called the Belly Up in Encinitas.
A lot of
shows there.
I think Chris used to surf there. My old boyfriend.
Long time ago.
Gretchen knew him.
Oh, yeah. This is one of those like all in the family cases. So I'm going to start with taking it back to the beginning of this family. Jeanette Smith and Steve Jenks married back in 1995. They had a daughter together named Jade, but the marriage fell apart soon after Jade was born. According to Jade, from the time she was 3 months old, her mother was not in the picture. This is because her mother struggled with mental illness and substance abuse. Sounds like Jade was fortunate to have a father who stepped up to raise her by himself.
Well, that's really nice.
Yeah, it is. I mean, imagine from, you know, a little tiny baby age, you know, that's not your everyday dad. He's a contractor. And I can tell you he has all 5-star reviews on Yelp. So for a contractor, I think that's actually pretty good.
It really is.
Okay. I don't know much more about him, but based on that, I tend to think he's a pretty good dude. People
Throw
shade at contractors.
Oh, all the time.
People can't wait to give you a bad review.
That's true.
Right?
Well, we know that.
Yeah.
And if you haven't reviewed us and you want to give us a good review, Lord, please do so now. Just reminded me.
Yeah.
And I'm just reminding them.
Yeah. Well, when Jade was around 14, her mother came back into her life. She wanted Jade to meet her new husband, Tom Merriman, and meet her new half-brother, Cash. At that point, Jade began spending time periodically to visit them. When she was 18 and her little brother was 4, she moved in with her mother and stepfather to help care for her little brother, but it didn't last long because the marriage between Tom and Jeanette ended in 2008 after multiple domestic disputes, one of which led to her mother being arrested. While she was in the clink, Tom, Cash, and Jade moved out of the family home, and then all 3 cohabitated together for the next few years. It's a little unconventional of an arrangement, but I'm not mad at it, right?
Okay.
Sounds like the mom was messy, and Jade sounds sweet for sticking around to help out with the little brother. She was 18 at this point.
Yeah.
So Jade says her and Tom grew pretty close during those years. She thought of him as a father figure, but the arrangement grew too much for Jade by the time she was 23. She felt resentful that the more she helped out, the more Tom became dependent on her. and she wanted her freedom, which sounds totally understandable to me.
Totally. For that age.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just what it is.
In Solana Beach, you need to be out there getting the party started.
Totally.
You need to be taking yourself down to PB. You need to Moose McGillicuddy's and shit.
You need to be having those Irish car bombs.
That's right. Yeah. Okay. So she also says there was some drama with her mom trying to get custody of her little brother, as well as some drama between her dad, you know, the contractor, and Tom. Mm-hmm. So the living situation was too much, but she still like had contact surrounding holidays and birthdays, you know. So, I mean, I speculate they were on the path of rebuilding healthy boundaries with, you know, Jade now living apart. She thrived in the following years professionally. Jade worked for her father's construction company doing accounting, which eventually evolved into her starting her own interior design business in Solana Beach. Listen, that's impressive. Solana Beach is bougie.
It is.
Yeah.
Did you look at her stuff?
Yes. Yes.
Is it good?
Yes. Her portfolio is impressive. And let me tell you, Jade, she looks like a SoCal interior designer. She's got the good curly brown hair. She is fit and beautiful. Her website has a picture of her with like that, like overjoyed smile, like somebody just said something hilarious. And she's in like a crisp white blazer with red lipstick. You know?
Yes. And she looks good in red lipstick.
She does. Oh, like myself.
Oh, yeah. I look so old in red lipstick.
Yeah, I don't look good.
No. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm no Gwen Stefani.
We are no
Gwen
Stefani.
She looks so good in red lipstick.
She does. Any color, purple, blue, she can pull it off. Yeah. Not us.
No.
Okay. So as for Tom, he had some pretty cool accomplishments for himself. He co-founded a nonprofit butterfly farm in Encinitas. It actually looks really cool. I might just take my kids there. They are open seasonally during monarch migration season, and they have a huge vivarium. That's where they keep all the butterflies.
Mm-hmm.
And they sell kits so you can raise butterflies and, you know, milkweed because, you know, our winged friends dig that stuff. Tom's role at the farm was he was in charge of day-to-day operations. So a lot of schools would like take field trips there and Tom would be their host.
I'm surprised people you say, have not been to a field trip
I actually am kind of surprised myself.
Yeah. Seems okay, better well, than that pirate ship. Situation.
Listen, the pirate ship was cool, just very cold.
Yes, sure.
Okay.
Okay.
So people say things about him, like he was a really good guy who showed so much patience to all the visitors that came through, right? Which is a lot. If you've been on a field trip with your children lately, kids are annoying. Annoying AF, right? They talk all the time. They all want to ask a question. They repeat themselves, you know? So fast forward to 2020. Jade, the interior designer, is now 37. And Tom, the butterfly man, is 64. And they happen to live next door to each other in a house and a guest house. They're both renting. Okay. They shared a driveway and their lives together. They walked the dogs together. They did dinner together regularly. And Jade had become kind of a caretaker for Tom. Tom even made Jade his power of attorney. So from the outside looking in, it just appears as though they're kind of living this dream life in Solana Beach, you know?
Like, yeah.
He's a butterfly farmer. She's an interior designer.
Sounds
the house
kind of
is
like
cute, right?
Hippie-ish, right? Like a,
yeah, right? Okay. But as we know, appearances can be deceiving.
True.
In reality, the relationship between Jade and Tom was some real codependent, twisted, toxic shit. Jade and Tom both had stuff. Both struggled with drugs and alcohol. According to the San Diego Reader, Jade Jenks had been arrested multiple times for drug charges and possession of stolen goods in 2007, which, I mean, that was a while ago. She was charged with possessing stolen IDs of more than 10 different persons, those taken from multiple burglary incidents, a loaded silver 25 caliber gun that I can't pronounce and was reportedly found in Jenks' possession. Tom also had a record in 1994. He served 90 days for battery. He was also accused of a rape. He was not found guilty, but he did have to pay the woman $50,000 because she did win the civil suit. So just saying, they were no angels.
Maybe sounds they turned over like it.
Yes. Okay. Like this was a while ago, but maybe they turned over a new leaf-ish, but they had some dark stuff in their path.
Okay. Yeah.
So Tom and Jade used drugs together, according to Jade, in 2020, which is really not good because Tom had a slew of health issues, including an enlarged heart, arterial fibrillation, kidney and liver dysfunction, ooh, which affected how medication left his system and other afflictions. Because Tom had such a severe addiction to drugs and alcohol, he had to be medically detoxed on occasions because he had built up such a tolerance to Ambien, OxyContin, and other drugs. So this is just my take. I get the vibe that they kind of had this understanding between them because Jade's mom, Tom's ex-wife, was such a piece of business, right? That's like a whole thing.
Right.
And then there's all these prescription drugs, which they kind of bond over like this dirty little secret they're like keeping together.
And what are they taking, like Xanax or something?
Xanax is one of the ones that is mentioned. OxyContin.
Adderall.
Yeah, Ambien. You know, I don't remember seeing Adderall, but, okay. You know.
Got to come up to go down. Okay. Got to go down.
Yeah.
Come up. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It's a situation like that. Okay. And I think that Jade feels some kind of way about taking care of Tom because, you know, she had like a kind of a dysfunctional growing up, it sounds like.
Yeah, you see that sometimes.
And that's what she's
sometimes
always done to get approval, yes, you know, and she craves that.
Yeah.
Right?
100%.
So in December 2020, Jade is on a trip to Cabo. She receives a call from Tom that he has fallen and broken his ribs, and he sends her a picture of the bloody mess. She asks him if he needs to go home. So, I mean, I'm just kind of telling you about that incident, because I think that's kind of how their relationship was. He would drink so much, he would fall. She would take care of him, clean up the mess, you know?
It was a cycle, is what you're saying.
Yeah, it was a cycle. Then on December 15th, she receives another call that he's fallen again. So this time she calls the paramedics. He was taken to the hospital and was treated for broken ribs, alcohol and Xanax withdrawal. He was sent to a recovery center called Aviera. Then on December 23rd, Jade had since returned from her Cabo trip and went into Tom's residence to clean up in preparation for him coming home. While straightening up, she bumped the mouse on his desktop computer, which then revealed its screensaver. It was a pair of women's breasts, and not just any boobies.
Her
Jade
boobies?
She recognized them as her own. Yeah.
Oh.
She was in complete shock. She had never given this picture to Tom, and she is sick to her core because she really thinks of him as a father figure.
Tell me, did she take that picture herself for like a boyfriend or something? Or
yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
She looks through his computer and finds hundreds of pictures of her in his files, some of which were titled Jade's Snatch, Jade's Shower.
Oh.
Some of the pictures were from when she was 16.
Oh, that's disgusting.
She recognizes that she had taken them for a boyfriend and were saved on her laptop at the time. I mean, isn't that what we all did like back in the day?
No.
No, I never did. I have been confident enough to take in the naked pictures. No effing way.
Definitely not of my snatch. But I mean, I know people do. So it's like not a.
But you would take the pictures on a digital camera, don't you remember?
Yes,
and you would take that like SD card and you would put it in your computer and then they would be like saved there.
Yes. Listen, I saw somebody else's snatch on my boyfriend's computer because that's what she did, also sending my boyfriend, my ex-boyfriend pictures. Remember that situation?
I mean, I don't get it.
I don't get it either. But I mean, I don't know.
I don't want to be a prude, but I do not. No, I do not.
Listen, I wish I had the confidence.
Yeah, I wish I had the confidence. Yeah.
But none of that is happening on my digital camera or my digital phone these days.
Okay. Well, snaps for Jade and her confidence, yes. I suppose, then. Right?
Surely.
Okay. Yeah. But I mean, this is the reason, this is part of the reason why, I mean, even if I had the confidence, I'm terrified.
Right.
I mean, and now they can go into the cloud.
I know. And then God knows,
shit. God knows who can get their hands on it now. Yeah. Okay. So she sees that the rest were from a digital camera that the SD card had gone missing years ago. Right. So she like kind of is like right away knows where these pictures have come from.
Is Jade
she
hot?
Says, yeah.
She's hot.
Right. She's hot.
Okay.
You have heard me talk about my language learning skills with Rosetta Stone, and I'm telling you, I'm getting really good at it. I learned a little bit of Japanese before we went to Japan last year, and I really love the French language, so I'm learning French at the moment. Bonjour, bonsoir. I'm even getting a little bit of the accent down. Not very good, but I'm getting there. And with Rosetta Stone, it makes it so easy. I download it on my phone. I learn it in the car. It is awesome. You can do it on your desktop, wherever you find it convenient. They are there for you. And they have 25 languages, you guys, that you can use. And right now they are giving a lifetime membership for 50% off. So you can learn as many languages as you want for your entire life, which is amazing. And the best part is it starts off, you know, with just words and then phrases and then sentences. And then you should be able to have a conversation with somebody that also knows the language, which is, you know, my entire goal. So don't put off learning that language. There is no better time than right now. Seriously, get started before your summer vacay. Our listeners get 50% off the lifetime membership. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem it today at rosettastone.com/today. With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Well, let me tell you, mylifeinabook.com is a very unique service. I did it for my mom and my grandmother, and it has been amazing. It basically turns your mom's life stories or your grandmother's or anybody that you think is special in your life into a book. So here's how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send a question via email to the special person, whoever you choose. You can ask custom questions too, but I just kind of let My Life in a Book choose what questions to ask. And then your special person, like your mom, can type their response or they can record their voice. And My Life in a Book compiles it all in a beautiful keepsake for you. And guess what? They can even create audiobooks. I mean, this is such a unique gift that will last a lifetime for you, your mom, your children, your children's children. It is the best gift you can give. Check out mylifeinabook.com and use our code CLINK at checkout for 10% off. This is an unforgettable gift for you and your mom. Get it today. Use our code CLINK, mylifeinabook.com.
Okay, let's talk about the big O, listeners. Obesity. 4 in 10 Americans struggle with it, so there should be no shame in the weight game. RO Row provides access to the most popular weight loss shots on the market. Row Body Program members have support throughout the process. Row helps handle all of the insurance paperwork to help get the medication covered. If eligible for medication, patients have access to their provider on demand for any questions. You can sign up from the comfort of your own home. Average weight loss is 15 to 20% in 1 year with healthy lifestyle changes. BMI and other eligibility criteria apply. Go to ro.co/clink. Sign up today and you'll pay just $99 for your first month and $145 a month after that. Medication costs are separate. That's ro.co/clink. Hello, listeners. Are you ready to spring into making healthy choices? Like actually going to the gym, not just putting on the gym shoes? Well, I am. And I have also been making the healthy choice to cut back on alcoholic beverages during the week. Recess mocktails make it so easy to do. These zero-proof craft mocktails are the replacement that allows you to enjoy the ritual of pouring yourself a fabulous drink at only 25 calories or less. Have that friend that alcohol tends to make a little extra chatty? Offer them a Recess mocktail at your next get-together. Be a crowd pleaser. Everyone enjoys a Recess lime margarita. It's the perfect guilt-free drink in between drinks. Our listeners can enjoy 15% off at takearecess.com/clink. So you can enjoy your favorite cocktails without the consequences. That's takearecess.com/clink. Hello, listeners. Today's episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. BetterHelp offers online therapy, which is something I have personally benefited from and believe in. We all have life stresses that can be overwhelming. For me, it has been a game changer to have an online therapist who helps me navigate and reflect on life. I have had to work on setting healthy boundaries and my tendency to internalize, well, everything. It is heavy business, but I can't tell you enough how freeing it is to work through it. And personally, I find it easier to be open while talking things through from the comfort of my couch. It's so convenient. Online therapy for me has really meant becoming a better version of myself. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/clink today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/clink.
She says at the moment, at that moment, when she finds all these pictures, she realized that since Tom had come into her life when she was young, that his influence, quote, manifested itself into inappropriate touch, coercion, reckless behavior, and complete violation, which I now realize is years of psychological manipulation.
Oh my God, she probably just wanted to throw up. I would throw up.
Yes, I can imagine it all came down to her like a ton of bricks.
Yeah.
Yeah, which I agree with her. I get it that it's like, oh, you kind of think like, no, it's not that big of a deal. Like he had his hand on my back for so long or something, mm-hmm. You know, and then you're looking back and you're like, oh no, it was creepy.
Yeah.
All that was creepy, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, it's some next level fucked up shit. So what to do? She's supposed to go now and pick him up from the rehab center in a couple days.
I'd leave his ass there.
I think there are a lot of options that she could have done, but that she didn't do. We're going to talk about what she did. So she calls two friends and they give her advice, good advice, like call the police, tell the landlord so that he's evicted. But Jade was really struggling and fearful of Tom's reaction, and she doesn't feel safe in her home now. She remembers a friend of her told her about an associate of his that was known as a fixer.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. So she finds that guy on Facebook and messaged him. Awkward situation, not sure how to handle. Sam said, if I ever needed help, to contact you. And he writes her back, if Sam referred you, I'm sure I can fix it for you. According to Jade, the plan was for her to pick up Tom from the rehab hospital, have the fixer, whose name is Alan Roach, meet them at Tom's home, where Jade would confront Tom about the photos, demand he permanently delete them from his computer, and instruct him to move away. Okay, not a terrible plan.
It's a pretty good plan.
Okay, but that is not what happened. On December 31st, she picked up Tom after he was released, and he was released with a huge bag of medication, including Oxycontin, Trazodol, and Ambien.
What kind of rehab shit was this?
I don't know. Actually, it was like a recovery facility. It sounds...
Not a drug rehab.
Yeah. I mean...
Like a fall rehab?
It was a place for him to get better. Yeah. And they say it was pretty dismal.
Okay.
But anyways, they gave him a bunch... I don't know why they gave him a bunch of drugs.
Yeah.
Okay. That's... He needed to get off drugs. They gave him a bunch, but also he had a bunch of injuries. So, I mean, I guess, you know, whatever.
Okay. Right?
So, minutes after Tom was discharged, Jade sent the man known as the fixer a text that said, I just dosed the hell out of him, stopping for whiskey, then stopping at Dixie Line to stall. I assume Dixie Line is like a grocery store. Let me know. She didn't hear back from that guy. She went back to the house with Tom, but we know when he got out of the car, he fell in the driveway because her next text to the fixer was, I can't carry him either back to my car or to his house. I'm not strong enough. Can you come like right away? Well, he still didn't get back to her. So she reached out to a couple of friends and they were all busy until her friend Sarah said she would help. And she showed up at the house with her boyfriend. So it's like Sarah, her boyfriend, and Jade, and they assisted in getting Tom back in Jade's car. Jade told her friends that she was taking him back to rehab and they watched her drive away. From that point on, I think we can all conclude what took place based on the following text sent by Jade. So Jade texted Alan Roach, the fixer guy. He's waking up. I really didn't want to be the one to do this. He responds, he could send his partner. Jade responded, I don't want to involve a lot of people. She also texted, I'm super uncomfortable having another person involved. Then she responds again, it's pretty much done. I don't need to talk to anyone. Then a couple minutes later, she writes, how soon will you get here? It's going to be Weekend at Bernie's. Which,
what does that mean?
You don't. Weekend at Bernie's is a movie from like the 80s or 90s where they have the
a
uncle
party.
Dies. They have a party and they still want to keep having the party even though
the
Bernie is
dead.
And so they parade him around.
Oh, yeah. And they dress him up.
Yeah. And they dress him up. Yeah.
I remember this. Yeah.
Okay. So that's creepy. Okay. So Alan Roach, the fixer guy, texted his partner. He would send his partner, just throw him a bill and I will give him a bill. He also wrote, I still have the money you gave me earlier, but I won't be seeing him. She wrote, he's waking up. I'm not sure how much longer I can control my temper. Then he doesn't write anything back. 15 minutes later, she writes, I asked you for help. I tried to do it on my own. I need your help and I'm waiting on a stranger.
Dude, you know, this
so
guy
feels,
is
she's
not.
Like she's not getting good customer service from the fixer.
But the fixer.
They had a plan.
He's not going to fix it.
His associate. He sounds like the worst fixer ever.
This guy is just about getting money. Like, she's give the deposit, never show up to do the job.
Oh, my God. Yes. Okay. So around 3:30 p.m., this guy, Brian, who Alan had sent, finally arrived at Jade's home. He asked, what do you want me to do? This is according to Brian, okay? He says, Jade told him, I want you to strangle him and I'll take care of the rest. Brian responded, I got to make a call. Excuse me? and he left and ran down the driveway.
He's not much of a fixer, is he?
Well, no. And like, he's going to, I don't think he had any idea what he was signing up for. You know, he's,
I obviously, I guess, think there's, he a does difference. Didn't.
First of all, I don't recommend getting involved in any of this, but I think there's a difference between helping move a body or maybe serving as like a, some kind of security purpose while Jade goes through. I don't know what he was thinking, but for $200, if based on, I'll give him a bill you give him a bill.
Yeah, usually a bill is $100.
He sounds pretty smart for not strangling this man.
I would have also ran down
More than that, right?
Ran down and called somebody like the police. How about that? Did he call the police?
No, he didn't. So Alan Roach texted Jade, I ordered him to leave. I didn't want him involved like that. So clearly there's some miscommunication.
Okay, so Alan,
fixer expectations.
Alan was going to rough him up and Jade wanted more.
Jade wanted more, yeah. Okay, so she texts her friend Adam, are you done yet? And he said, no, he's still getting his tattoo. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's just a random friend. You know, those tattoos take a long time, right?
Sometimes hours upon hours.
Yes.
Okay, unless you're so me and get like a real janky quick one.
Yeah.
At 18. Yeah, those were 30 minutes.
So Alan, or Jade, begins texting Alan and she says, fuck, he's up. I guess I'm on my own. By the way, he's waking up and getting more aggressive. He is super medicated. I can't keep a kicking body in my truck. I'm about ready to club him. He's waking up. I'm about to club him. I asked for your help. I can't do it alone. He is very aware and I'm on my own. Why are you not responding? Okay, so she sends all those texts. Alan's not responding. And Jade was growing concerned. She even searched the sheriff's website to see if he was in jail. He finally gets back to her and says, so sorry, I got family shit I'm dealing with. Whoa. Okay, so she asks if he can come over. He writes back, I have a better idea, but it can't be taken care of tonight. Can't afford a messy job site. About an hour after that text was sent, her friend Adam got done with his tattoo, came over, and he says Jade confessed to him she had suffocated and choked Tom, and she needed help putting him in his bed. But her friend Adam was not down. Not only was he not down to help her, he made a call to the police in the morning for a welfare check on Tom. But Jade did not know that. From then on, her texts to the fixer were all like, can you help me clear the trash in the driveway? I really need my driveway cleared. I need it cleared real bad. Can you send someone?
Hey, so did he call the morning after he went there and saw that?
He did. So I think he mulled it over. What am I going to do? And then he just asked, and he didn't say what happened. He just asked for a welfare check.
Okay.
At 5:30 p.m., Jade sent her last text to the fixer guy. Lose my number. I'm getting pulled over. This is the following day.
Okay.
Okay. So Jade was interviewed at the station. When asked, do you know where Tom is? She said, no. And then she said, I think I need to speak with an attorney. A few hours later, Jade was released because Tom Merriman's body had not been found. Police searched all over the residence, but they called it that evening to return the next day to start searching the outside of the residence. The next day is when they found Tom's body in the driveway, just covered up by the pile of trash.
They didn't find that the first day?
They didn't find that the first day. They had been walking back and forth past it the whole time.
That's insane. You would think you would want to like check the trash first thing.
I don't know. I mean, it's pretty bold to just leave it right there in the driveway, but she's little. She was like 110 pounds. She couldn't move up.
Yeah.
Okay, so they find the body, and now Jade is arrested for reals. Now, it's not looking good for Jane. She did not
Jade?
Opt for a Jade. Oh, okay. I said Jane. Sorry, yeah. Jade. Okay, which is a much sexier name than Jane, so I should not confuse the two.
I like both names. You know, Sean wanted to name Kyla Jane Kane, and I was like, no, I can't.
No.
Can't rhyme, but I do like the name Jane. I do love the name Jade.
Yeah, I love the name Jade. Okay, well, Jade did not opt for a plea. She went to trial, which is surprising to me because it seems like a real uphill battle. For one, obviously, they have all those texts between her, you know, and the two. And there's the two people that to testify against her that she had confessed to them. Right.
Yeah.
The guy, the fixer man sent over and her friend Adam are both saying she confessed. And her DNA was on Tom's packets of prescriptions. Remember, one of the texts was, I just dosed the hell out of him.
Yes.
That's not good.
She should. Did her attorney not say?
I don't think she had a good attorney. What Jade did have going for her was the autopsy showed the cause of death as acute zolpidem. I'm probably saying that wrong, but I mean, that's
like he overdosed.
Ambient. Yes. Intoxication with the contributing factors of cardiomyology, enlargement of the heart, and hepatomology is enlargement of the liver. He found no evidence of strangulation, asphyxia, or suffocation, which is what these guys are saying she had confessed to.
Yeah.
But there's no evidence of that. His hyoid bone, you know,
was still intact.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if she's got the strength to pop that.
Yeah. So her defense team presented an expert that made the case that because of Tom's pre-existing conditions, even a non-lethal amount of the cocktail of drugs that he had taken could have killed him. Mm-hmm. Jade testified at the trial and she tearfully detailed her relationship with Tom and explained away all those incriminating sounding texts. I mean, she
was good.
She had an excuse for everything. I don't think she was good.
She just had an excuse.
I think everything was a real stretch, but she did stretch it.
Okay.
I will say that. She says she had left Tom in her car to sleep. Right? Mm-hmm. He had had all that whiskey and pills. He needed to sleep it off. And she found him dead, and so she panicked. So all those texts were regarding her panicking because he was already dead.
Even though he was waking up and she's going to club him.
Kicking in the car. Yeah, all that stuff. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, the jury didn't buy it.
I'm not buying it either.
Right. On March 5th, that's just a hot minute ago.
2023?
Jade, yes. Yes.
Oh,
this all happened in 2020 and it just went to trial. Yes. Jade was sentenced to life with the possibility of parole in 25 years. She made a statement at the, I don't know, what is 30? Well, she's 39 now plus 25.
Oh, okay. 64. Is that right? Mm-hmm. It's still young. It's my mom's birthday today and she's 63.
Oh,
so I feel like you still got a lot of years if you get out at 64. I don't know if she will though. It's just that's
she's going to have to say, she's going to have to admit she did it. Show remorse or they never let me out.
That's right.
So her statement was, I'm sorry I didn't act the way I was supposed to that day. She added, I think about it every day since. And to Tom's family, I understand you hate me for what you believe I did to Tom. However, there's a lot more than you'll ever understand.
Well, that's probably true.
I think that's probably true. Yes. I mean, this is a rough one, right?
That he had all these naked pictures of her.
Yeah, that was a big part of the trial. I mean, because it was used by the prosecution because they're saying that her discovery of these pictures is what motivated her to kill him.
Yeah, for sure.
What is interesting is that they didn't use it as an argument. Like she doesn't admit to murdering him, so they couldn't use it as an argument.
I know
that she had that kind of reaction to this pick.
Right.
Yes. Yes. And it is a little surprising to me that given that she alludes to the fact that there was, you know, inappropriate touch and coercion and all this stuff, that she didn't play more of a, not that she would be playing it, but she didn't claim to be more of a
victim
and was suffering some kind of like PTSD.
Because I think her
reaction,
I think her attorneys basically probably said,
I think they screwed the pooch.
Yeah. It's in your best interest because you want a reasonable doubt. Right. And if we go with that, there isn't really considered reasonable doubt. You're actually admitting that you killed him and you can't kill somebody.
I think it would have been better to just say like, she didn't remember. Like, I don't remember what happened.
Listen, yes, 100%. That's where
I had a mental break.
Yes, but I don't know what she, you know, and it seems like she asked for an attorney right away. So doesn't seem like she said anything, but you're right. That's what I would have done.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I do think that Jade is where she belongs, but part of me does sympathize for her after taking a closer look at her story, right? Like, I think she snapped.
She for sure
as they
snapped.
Say.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm sure she will be an episode of Snapped.
And I
like
do,
down
yeah,
the road.
For sure. I also think that Tom is a total douchebag.
I do think Tom is a total douchebag. And I think that for her finding those pictures just like psychologically broke her. Yeah.
Oh man.
And she acted out of pain and desperation. And it really irritates me that he's a butterfly farmer. You can't trust anybody. Everybody's a creep.
Listen,
butterfly farmers.
I think that
are not excluded.
I think that him being a butterfly farmer is probably your first red flag.
You do?
Yes, dude. He's I'm not going to say it because I'm going to get like super bad reviews, but yes. Just put it there. Okay. I don't think, I think.
It's a little
also,
off.
It's off. It's off for sure. And the first thing I think of as a butterfly farmer, I have a really good friend I could see being a butterfly farmer. Okay. He lives in Costa Rica. He is very down with the earth. Tom did not seem that way to me. Like when I said,
okay, I will tell you this. So I read a lot about the butterfly farm, right? And I read an article that his partner was talking about how they came up with the idea to farm butterflies. And it was, he says in the article, like basically over a campfire and a couple of beers, they were both leasing land growing like palm trees or something.
Mm-hmm.
And they decided, you know what would make a shit ton of money more than palm trees? Butterflies. Let's get into that game.
That sounds like the stupidest shit I've ever heard.
But I think it was lucrative.
Yeah, but not like, I'm sure it's not making millions.
No.
How about some reishi mushroom farm? That sounds like it really would make some money right now.
Right.
You know?
But it does. If you, you know, pose as a butterfly farmer, people just think you have a love of butterflies and the environment.
Yeah. Okay. Not having naked titty pictures of your quasi daughter.
Stepdaughter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's.
Yeah.
You're a perv and you're disgusting.
Yeah.
And
yes.
I don't know if you deserve to die, but you deserve to be.
He certainly did not deserve to die. He deserved to have some repercussions for having stolen those pictures. And he deserved to be exposed for all of that. And
I wouldn't even have minded if she cut his dick off. Okay. Then be like Lorena Bobbitt type of situation.
Little Bobbitt on him.
And then she flees. She probably would have only got like 5 years for that.
I think that Jade did not have the tools to cope with all of her stuff.
I mean,
all of her stuff. I think that, you know, she needed to prescribe herself some Super Soul Sunday, some Dr. Phil, Talkspace.
Sure. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because you cannot be
all
killing butterfly farmers, because when you do, people sympathize with the butterfly farmer. They just do. Except for Tab,
except for
who apparently has something, something fight against butterfly farmers, which is interesting to me because I know a lot about you and I did not know that was your feelings.
I love butterflies. I also would love if you had a butterfly farm or...
Tabitha's baby room, her baby shower was butterfly themed.
Yes, butterflies are my jam. I'm just a little worried about a farmer of butterflies unless it's, and call me really stereotypical, but I just need a stereotypical person to be a butterfly farmer.
Well, yeah. And I think that's why people really went after Jade is because, you know, Tom was, he's the butterfly farmer. He's kind of the gentle giant. He's super tan. He has that like straight blonde hair with like bangs.
Yeah. Okay.
And so that I feel like it's kind of like, you know what it's like? Kai, the hatchet wielding hitchhiker.
Yeah.
It's like if you are some kind of hippie vibe and you say, brah, you cannot possibly be violent. We just don't want to believe it. We just want to believe you are all things, you know, gentle and the world is good.
Yes. Yes.
But it's not. You're violent and bad.
Yes. And if you haven't listened to that, we did that on our bonus.
Or if you have not watched the Netflix,
you can watch
that. Wielding Hitchhiker.
Yes. And wait.
You need to be watching that.
You should watch that before you listen to our episode.
Yeah.
On Patreon or Apple subscription. So anyways, well, thanks. That was depressing in more ways than one.
I'm so sorry. It's so fresh. I couldn't even figure out where Jade is imprisoned. I think she's like she hasn't been sent to the prison yet because I couldn't find her in the California.
She's not. System. She's still in county jail until they book her. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. Okay. Well, you guys, thank you for listening. If you haven't left us a review, please do so we can grow on that Apple chart. Also, Spotify. If you listen on Spotify, you guys, there is a polling system now. You guys can communicate directly to us. And a couple of you have in the last couple episodes. So thank you. We just got them today. So we will be responding to you. So it's a good way.
That's so fun.
It is really fun. I know.
Yeah.
So it's a good way to communicate with us if you listen through Spotify. And if you want to follow us on all of our social media, also, if you haven't checked out our YouTube and you want to know which one is Tab and which one's Gretch, because I know everybody gets confused, check out our YouTube. It's Housewives of True Crime. I think that's all, Gretchy Poo.
That's all, folks.
Okay. Clink, clink.
Clink, clink.